I'm delighted to welcome Joe Crilly from WilliamHill.com, who's going to help us preview the weekend's action in this very exciting Premier League. Now, Chelsea are topping the league at the moment, and they're one of the teams in action very early doors in the weekend. They're playing Arsenal in the 12:45 kickoff. What's your view on Arsenal v Chelsea then, Joe?
Well, I think this is going to be the game of the weekend, and it really does kick off quite a good weekend of football. Arsenal are slight favourites to win the game at 11-10. I think that's a great bet. Arsenal are in great form at the moment, with Chelsea, perhaps despite the fact that they're still unbeaten, I think they've rather flattered to deceive in some of their more recent games, a draw against QPR and a narrow victory against Stoke last week as well. At 23-10, I certainly won't be putting my money on them, but a draw at the same price looks quite tempting as well.
Would you read anything into the fact that they had a bit of a goal glut in the League Cup when they won 6-0 and Torres even getting on the score sheet?
Chelsea's team was relatively changed. There were still some of the big names playing, but I wouldn't read too much into that. Wolves, a team in the division below, had also made a few changes as well. I think 6-0, it was a good scoreline, but I wouldn't really look too much into that, read too much into that looking at this game ahead.
OK, well, let's look at some of the other Saturday matches. We'll start with Everton v Southampton. Now, Everton, surprise package this year. David Moyes doing his usual brilliant job at the helm.
Everton, they always come good, usually towards the second half of the season. But this season, they've started off firing both cylinders. And Everton look quite good for a top four finish, actually. They're 5-1 for a top four finish. And I can fully expect them to beat Southampton this weekend as well. They're 2-5, massively odds on to win there. Southampton, the size of their task is highlighted by the fact that they're actually 6-1 to get a win at Goodison Park. And the draw is 7-2. But I'm going to be all over Everton. And we're actually offering one of our enhanced win casts. One of the better looking ones for the weekend is 6-4. Jelovic to score any time and Everton to win the match.
Oh, very tempting. Now, very interesting tie here. Fulham v Man City. Now, Man City, they haven't won in four matches. And Fulham, they're on the same points as Man City. What's happening?
Well, I expect Manchester City to win this game. They weren't too great against Stoke at the Britannia Stadium. They did play well against Arsenal. I actually think that they deserved to get all 3 points against Arsenal, although Arsenal did battle well and were quite tenacious towards the end of the game, obviously getting the equaliser quite late on. Manchester City are 4-5 odds-on favourites to win the game away at Fulham, but Fulham are very resilient at home and usually get most of their points each season from their home games. They're 16-5, which is actually quite a tempting price for me, as is the draw price at 5-2. But I think most people will be back in Manchester City this weekend to get the victory.
We'll move on to Norwich v Liverpool. Now, Liverpool, they're in desperate need of a victory just for their fans.
Yeah, they are. And we actually think that they're going to get it this weekend. They're odds on 3-4 to get the win. Norwich 100-30. I can't imagine that price will be tempting too many people. Norwich haven't performed particularly well at all this season and are odds on, in fact, for relegation at 5-6. They're one of two odds on teams for relegation this season. The draw 13-5 doesn't particularly interest me at all either. I fully expect Liverpool to get their first win of the season, perhaps with Luis Suarez scoring the first goal at 4-1.
Well, let's move on. Look at Reading, who are propping up the division there. Just the 1 point, they're taking on Newcastle.
That's right, and I did mention there were two teams odds on for relegation, Reading being the other at 4-6. And we think Newcastle will probably come out of this game with a win. Personally, I think it will be a draw. Our odds compilers disagree. We've got 5-4 Newcastle, Reading 2-1 for the home victory. I've got 23-10 for the draw here as well.
Now let's have a look at Stoke v Swansea. Now Stoke, they're such a resilient team, but they don't seem to get the wins on the board. Four draws out of five matches.
That's right, and you would expect Stoke to win this game. This is the kind of game that they would usually be favourites for, and they are indeed 10-11 favourites here. They're very strong at home, they're very tough, and Swansea, I think their style of football, they're a lot more pretty, a lot more pleasing on the eye, and they're the kind of team that Stoke kind of just get the steamroller out and just knock them all over. And at 10 to 11, Stoke look good for a win here, their first win of the season. I mean, they were unlucky not to get anything out of the game last week at Stamford Bridge. Swansea 14 to 5, they're on a little bit of a losing streak at the moment. I expect that will continue as well with the draw 12 to 5.
Now, another one where the draw might be interesting is Sunderland against Wigan. Now, Sunderland played for, drawn for.
Yeah, that's right. They're making a bit of a habit out of drawing these games, aren't they? We've got Sunderland at favourites 5-6 to win the game. Wigan aren't too good on their travels at 3-1. I fully expect Sunderland to get the win there. And Stephen Fletcher, he's been in fantastic form recently. He's got, I believe it's 4 goals in the last 3 games. And he's 7-2 to open the scoring, 10-11 to score any time. And one of the enhanced win casts that we're offering this week is 2-1 for Stephen Fletcher to score any time and Sunderland to win, which I think is a great price there.
He is, and he's a great little player, as you said. Now, the final match we'll look at on the Saturday is Man United v Spurs. Now, surely this is going to be a goal fest.
Yeah, there's always goals when these two meet up, isn't there? I remember a few seasons ago, perhaps one of the best games ever in the Premier League. Spurs, I believe, were 3-0 or 3-1 up at half-time. United came back and beat them 5-3. I think that was at White Hart Lane, whereas this game's at Old Trafford. But I'd still expect both teams to get on the score sheet. And I think a high-scoring game, probably a 4-0, 4-1 at 20-1 looks quite good there. United are 11-20 to win the game. Spurs 9-2 in the draw, 3-1.
But what's going to happen in the Man United back four? I mean, Vidic out now for 8 weeks.
I know, that's right. And Johnny Evans hasn't looked particularly steady when deputising for him. I think Spurs will try and get at him, and Defoe maybe at 8-1 looks a good bet for the first goal scorer in the game. I still think United have enough up top to go on and win the game, but I think Spurs will definitely get one or two.
OK, well, let's look at Sunday's Seoul match. It's almost a derby. Villa versus West Brom.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, Villa will be looking to get a home win to kind of ease the fans' worries after such a devastating defeat against Southampton last week. Now we've got Aston Villa at 2-9 to win this game, so odds on to win this match. But I think West Brom at 7-4 look a little overpriced. They've started the season very, very well, and Lukaku looks on great form. He's on loan from Chelsea, obviously, and I believe he's got three goals already for West Brom. He's 13-2 to get the first goal, 15-8 to score any time.
I think that's a superb price, West Brom to beat Villa.
I do indeed. Obviously, Villa will be looking to bounce back, but I can't particularly see them doing so at such a short price. The draw 9-4 looks good. West Brom definitely 7-4 looks good as well.
Right. Well, that's very interesting indeed. Now, if we just look at the final match to complete the Premier League lineup, it's the Monday evening match. It's a London derby, Queen's Park Rangers against West Ham.
Yeah, that's right. In Queen's Park Rangers, we've got them at 21-20 to win this game, although West Ham have looked very strong this season, bar the odd result, mainly the 3-0 against Swansea. And I think West Ham at 5-2 look like a good bet to go on and win this game. They've got plenty of players who can grab goals, namely Kevin Nolan. And we're actually offering 8-1 that Nolan scores any time and West Ham win the game. If you want to just back Nolan to score the first goal, he's 8-1 or 11-4 to score any time.